Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Kaylee Ostrowski is the president and one of the founding members of the Backyard Theater Ensemble. Currently located in Hamden, this award-winning company presents theater that challenges, entertains, and inspires. Since 2011, their work has been performed in Waterbury, Thomaston, Torrington, and Hamden. They have returned to their roots and will be performing a special show for one weekend only called Catholic Schoolgirls by Casey Curti, and it will be performed at the Whitneyville Cultural Commons November 17th through the 19th. We will discuss this performance and the history of the Backyard Theater Ensemble and so much more here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. Thank you for coming here to the Torrington Studios, Kaylee Ostrowski.
Thank you for having me here today.
I am such a fan of the Backyard Theater Ensemble. I've seen a lot of the performances. I've tried to see every single show since I first discovered your work. It's really, when I described it as challenging and inspiring, what I love about the Backyard Theater Ensemble is that you don't always choose the fan favorite plays. You choose plays that challenge and inspire people.
Yeah, and that's really part of our mission and who we are. You know, our name Backyard comes from the fact that when we started this company, we were just rehearsing in our parents' backyards in Cheshire, Connecticut. And part of what kind of makes us lucky and allows us to do that sort of thing is we joke all the time that we're a homeless company. You know, we've been to all of those different places because we've met people in those locations that were willing to support us. And we're mobile and we're flexible. So we can kind of look at all of these different shows. And I have to be honest, so many theaters today are struggling financially because it's hard to get people to go to the theater these days. And the entertainment world is changing. Technology is changing.
Sure.
So we are so lucky in the sense that we have this flexibility. You know, we don't have a mortgage to pay, which so many other theaters do. So we've been able to build these great relationships with other theaters and artistic directors that allow us to come in. Kind of, we pitch a project that we're very passionate about, that's close to our heart, and then we get the opportunity to share it with all of these different communities.
And the good news about the Backyard Theater Ensemble as well is that the name itself already represents the quality and passion. So it already carries it with it, so you can bring it to the different locales and specific venues that can host your particular program. And you've got a new one that's got a special engagement. It's going to happen November 17th through the 19th. Could you tell me about it?
Sure. The show is called Catholic Schoolgirls by Casey Curti. It's actually a staged reading for us. We felt that the show actually lent itself very well to a staged reading format. It's a very, very cool piece. It's very different. The author describes it as a memory play. And I find that really beautiful because I think when we just say the words Catholic school, so many people automatically trigger and say, oh my gosh, I went to Catholic school.
Absolutely.
And you have all these memories that come flooding back. And that's exactly what the piece is, that it's about these four girls that attended Catholic school in the 1960s. And the play progresses from first grade to eighth grade and their experiences in Catholic school. And I was not a Catholic school attendee myself, but the more that I talk to people that went to Catholic school and we talk about little things that happen in the show, you know, they remember. They remember the ruler. They remember the length of the skirts. They remember the level of discipline that was required of them. And I think the play does a really beautiful job of creating that contrast of both the happy and nostalgic memories and also some of the things that were a little bit hard to deal with that just are generally a part of growing up, not just in the 1960s, not just in Catholic school, but being a young girl in our society, we're faced with all kinds of different situations and dilemmas.
And as been in the recent news of the day, stories of women and finding their voices and ensuring that there is empowerment there. That, you know, is an important message already. You know what? I did go to Catholic school as well, so immediately it, you know, just hearing it resonates with me as well. Now, in terms of the story, one doesn't have to actually be a Catholic or have to gone to a Catholic school to take the messages in from this memory play, because although there are some iconic moments and structures to it, there's some universal elements as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's really beautiful moments about some of these girls, you know, coming into their own. My character has a great monologue about how she just doesn't want to grow up. She doesn't want to become a woman. That being a girl is easy and being a woman to her is hard and it's scary. There's all kinds of situations about family and family dynamics changing. One of the girls has a difficult relationship with her father. He struggles, you know, with some anger issues, and you get to see her from first grade not understanding what that really means to her family, to her parents' marriage, all the way up to her kind of making amends with her father as he tries to set himself on the straight and narrow. So sure, none of those things have anything to do with Catholic school, but are just about growing up.
That's incredible. That's a lot to put into this particular play, and it you know, obviously it's got an incredible cast. And when I introduced you as the president of the Backyard Theater Ensemble, but I could have equally introduced you as an actor, because I've seen you in so many things with the Backyard Theater Ensemble. Crimes of the Heart, I think, was the first that I saw, and since then each. Play. You take on different roles. You take the characters have different motivations, different personalities, obviously, but they are strong women in their own different ways. And I think that's and so. This is clearly a perfect vessel for that as well.
Yeah, and what's very cool about this play, too, that we loved, you know, we talk about doing things that challenge, and we always look at challenging actors, challenging directors, challenging designers. This one is a particular challenge for the actors, because there's four women in the play, and they play the girls, the students, that go from first grade to eighth grade over the course of, you know, about 2 hours, but they also double as the nuns. So, you know, I have a few scenes where I walk off stage singing a line from, you know, the little girl's perspective. And 10 seconds later, I've got to turn around as a 47-year-old nun who's, you know, the queen of discipline. So that for me as an actor is very, very cool and very challenging. I mean, you have very little time to completely change, you know, your internal motivations and emotions and all of that.
Have you done anything like that before, where you have to have almost not just a costume change, but an entire character change? Have you done anything like that in the past?
Not to this extent, certainly. This is definitely the most kind of dynamic and dramatic transition that I've had to do. And they call the piece a memory play, sort of by the way that it's built. A lot of things are imaginary. You know, we had a conversation last night from a directorial perspective of props, that it's a staged reading and we are in costume to some extent, but you know, how much do we want to use in the way of props? And it was so great to have the four actors and the director kind of sitting together at the table talking about which of the props they want to use and which they don't. And we talked about one of the girls' struggles with math. And there's a scene where the nun kind of picks up her math homework and scolds her for not doing it well and being a mess. And it's kind of her thing. That is like her internal demon, that she's not good at this and she doesn't know how to handle it. So we're sitting there talking about, well, what if, you know, all the girls have their math homework out, but what if this girl's is the only one that's actually a physical piece of paper? That the rest are imaginary, they're unimportant to the other girls. But this was so important to this one character that we said, you know what, I think that needs to be a physical prop. And that's what we love to do. You know, we love to dig into the art and the idea behind it. And I'll give a lot of credit to our original artistic director, Donato Di Albis, for kind of teaching us how much depth and meaning that you can find in these scripts. So, you know, this is a passion for all of us, and we look at it as an intellectual challenge, not just as a show that we like to do just for fun.
And as we go into our first break, we're already at our first break already, I was just thinking of the term memory play. Mm-hmm. And you've done another memory play in the recent past that was also directed by Donato Di Albis. That was The Glass Menagerie. Mm-hmm. That was a memory play as well. And with everything that you do, obviously you bring that passion and quality performance. And this will definitely be the case in Hamden on November 17th through the 19th. We'll be back in just a few moments with Kaylee Ostrowski here on Nutmeg Chatter. Just take a minute. Back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm here with Kaylee Ostrowski of the Backyard Theater Ensemble. Kaylee Ostrowski is not only the president of the Backyard Theater Ensemble, she is also an actor and will be performing in the performance of November 17th through the 19th of Catholic Schoolgirls by Casey Curdy. Now, who else are the other actors? Who are the other actors in this particular performance?
Sure. So Tina Parzial, who's the current artistic director for the Backyard Theater Ensemble, she also plays one of the characters. And then we have Amy Petrucci and Jenny Dressel are the four young girls, as well as the nuns with the characters doubling. And Ryan Wantroba is our director, and this is his debut directorial production.
His debut as a director.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What is it like to work with a new director? And I'm just going to preface this by saying that I've seen Ryan Wantroba mm-hmm. Many, many times in the past as an actor, mm-hmm. Fine actor. He's done comedies, a lot of great comedies. Then he's done some serious, like Violet's Room. So he's done many different genres. What is it like to work with a new director?
You know, it's a great experience. Ryan is, again, a very, very talented actor. He has had a ton of experience on stage. You know, I shared the high school stage with him. He's a Cheshire High grad as well. And it's just so empowering to see him take this role. For anyone who knows Ryan, he's a true intellectual. I mean, he sees and hears things that like wouldn't even have crossed my mind. So to listen to him talk about the way that he sees and interprets this script and some of the arcs of the characters, he's doing a really great job. And I have to give him a lot of credit because he is wrangling four high-powered women in these rehearsals. And he does a pretty good job of keeping us focused and keeping us in line.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned Tina Parzial. I had the opportunity of interviewing her as well on an earlier episode of mm-hmm. Nutmeg Chatter, which was a fantastic opportunity. That was in part to promote the information about the Backyard Theater Ensemble's participation in a large production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, mm-hmm. which was held in Winsted. And I wanted to share with the audience that I was able to attend that performance. And it was fantastic. It was everything that it was, you know, said it was to be and more. It's almost even harder to imagine than it was to simply go there and experience it. It was certainly an experience in the Backyard Theater Ensemble that did a phenomenal job within that. Certainly it set the table because you were the first performance. Mm-hmm. So you set the proper setting and the characters for the piece. Jenny Dressel as well.
Yep.
Was a part of that particular performance. And so now she's going to be a part of the Catholic Schoolgirls with by Casey Curdy as well.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, that experience doing this midsummer production with Keith Paul and all the other theater organizations was really amazing. And I'd heard Keith talk about it for years, kind of what his idea was, and to see him put it all into motion and bring us into it, we knew we were part of his dream come true in making that a reality. So we were honored to be there. And more so that element of collaboration and bringing all of these people that have this common passion together to share their vision. I think we all look at the world differently, and I think that's so incredibly clear, in society today. And so to take that and say, here's a piece of Shakespeare. We've all probably read it and or come upon it in our lives at some point. So to see how these different groups interpreted it and what they found important and how they wanted to make
Right.
it funny or poignant, whatever the case was, we really love that sharing that passion, sharing that kind of intellectual dialogue about what the show means and why it's important and what we want an audience to take away from it. So that was just an incredibly cool experience for us and got us to meet so many other wonderful people in this area.
That's fantastic. And you know what? When we talk about the Backyard Theater Ensemble, a key word there is ensemble. Because you are an ensemble, everyone seems to take different roles depending on the situations. So in this particular case, the cast happens to be Jenny Dressel, Kelly Ostrowski, Tina Parziel, and Amy Petrucci. But I know that everybody does different roles, different functions, depending on the need of the particular performance. Are there any others who are working behind the scenes in any capacity on this?
Absolutely. We're so lucky to have some ridiculously talented people involved. My husband Chet is going to be there working the house, working backstage. Chris Petrucci, who's been doing our lighting and helping with our lighting design for years, he'll be there kind of back in the booth making sure everything runs smoothly. And then we've got a whole handful of other folks that have been there on the side, Adam, Dylan, Evan, that are going to come out and help us make this new space kind of our new home.
And a show to remember. That's fantastic. Yeah, Chet Ostrowski, he did a very funny turn in that recent Midsummer Night's Dream performance. And yet he also has amazing chops. I remember particularly Belleville, which was again a challenging piece, and it was you and Chet right there creating some theater magic there. That's really it created some intense moments.
Yeah,
Very powerful.
I think our parents are still recovering from seeing us play this couple that, eventually drove one another to thinking about suicide, and I'm not sure that they're quite recovered from that whole experience
But
yet.
it was a powerful
Oh,
performance, and it was a show that wouldn't necessarily be shown in necessarily other theaters, but it was shown thanks to the Backyard Theater Ensemble bringing it to the Northwest Connecticut. And now you're bringing your shows to Hamden, and this is going to be kind of the next stage of the Backyard Theater Ensemble bringing your work to Hamden, and hopefully your fans in the Northwest corner can come down and support Hamden, your show in Hamden, and then perhaps you can also find some new fans to to the experience as well.
Yeah, we've been so lucky to build the relationships that we've built in this area with, everyone from the Warner to the Phoenix Stage Company to the Opera House itself. We've been incredibly lucky. We just felt that we started as a Cheshire community. That's where we were sort of born. And we wanted to try and take it back to our roots. And there's just no doubt in my mind that there's already incredible theater that happens all over this area of the state. While I hope that we'll be missed, I know that there's plenty of wonderful things here for these patrons to continue to see. And don't be shy about taking a half hour drive down to check us out in Hamden
Well,
as well.
but sometimes it's part of the experience is having that experience of going to a place and making that an event, and so that may be the case there for him. I would not expect it. I would not expect anything else
I
other than
agree.
to have people come and experience this staged reading of Catholic schoolgirls. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, I'd like to talk more about what is it like to work in a staged reading as opposed to other forms of theater. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Kaylee Ostrowski of the Backyard Theater Ensemble here on the Rachel. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk, here in studio with Kaylee Ostrowski of the Backyard Theater Ensemble. We're talking about a show that's going to occur in Hamden called Catholic Schoolgirls by Casey Curdy. This is a staged reading, which is something very special. Could you tell me, what is the difference between a staged reading and other forms of theater?
Sure. You know, I think this is one of those things that everyone has a little bit of a different interpretation about what it looks like. You know, in a lot of cases, you'll go to a staged reading and you'll see all the characters just kind of sitting in chairs with scripts in hand, and they'll read through the play and leave a lot of the physicality of, you know, the movement to the audience's imagination. But what I think is great is that sometimes I think the spectacle detracts from the character work or, you know, the emotion that the actors are developing. And we felt that doing a staged reading was really appropriate in the sense that these characters are powerful. And on some level, they kind of speak for themselves. You know, I'm not sure that you need to see the little girl get hit with the ruler to understand kind of how important that moment is.
Absolutely.
So it's an interesting situation. You know, I think we're doing a little bit more than just that. You know, we certainly have scripts in hand, but a lot of it is memorized. We are in costume. We are, you know, like we talked about earlier, we are using certain props, and there's definitely some blocking. And I'll give a little shout out to Goshen. And we saw a staged reading up in Goshen not too long ago. And we're really inspired by the way that they took some of the most powerful moments and made them more blocked out and memorized and more like a show. And it was just we were all very impressed by sort of the message that we came out of there with and the type of experience that it was as an audience member.
I just as a side note, I took part in one of the stage readings at the at Goshen. I was in 12 Angry Jurors, which was a stage reading. It was which was a fantastic you know, thing for me. But what I learned from it, and I think would be great for people to know now, is staged readings are great theater experiences for people who may want to try something out. Mm-hmm. They may want to go to a theater and have a comfortable, by comfortable, I mean an experience that may be new to them, but they're not going to be unfamiliar with. It's a fantastic way for people to experience theater if they hadn't gone to the theater in a while.
Yeah, you know, it makes things, I guess, a little bit simpler in essence, that it's really about the story and the characters. And, you know, I think we've all been watching a movie or seeing a show where something took us out of the moment, where it was like, oh, why is that character crossing backstage over there? Or why is this person wearing this outfit? That doesn't make any sense. And so a staged reading removes, in essence, some of those little distractions. So I find it gives us time to think very consciously about what's going on. What are the characters thinking about? What are the characters feeling in those moments? So we found the way that this was a memory play and the way that it's written very fluidly, we found it would lend itself very well to a staged reading.
That's fantastic. And as I said, I think it would be a fantastic way for someone who had not gone to the theater in a while to then go to the theater and have this type of experience, a staged reading of Catholic Schoolgirls by Casey Curdy. It's going to be directed by Ryan Wontroba, and it's going to star Jenny Dressel, Kaylee Ostrowski, Tina Parziel, and Amy Petrucci. And, of course, the whole group and team, an ensemble, if you will, who are going to be working to bring it to the stage. Now, before we close, I just wanted to bring to the the table. I mentioned that the Backyard Theater Ensemble has been in existence since 2011. When it first started, could you foresee the Backyard Theater Ensemble continuing through to 2017, and where do you see the future of it moving forward?
I absolutely could not have guessed that this is what was going to come of us getting together and reading our first show that was Loose Ends. I think the message that I take away from that is that there are a lot of people out there who are so passionate about theater and yet don't necessarily have the time or, and I say this very kindly, like the talent to pursue it as a career. But it doesn't mean that there shouldn't be opportunities there for them to get involved. And so we see ourselves as just another great opportunity out there to dive into this world of theater and playwriting and directing and design. And that's the ensemble, portion of us, is that if you're interested in any of these things, we want you. We want you to come and share with us. We want you to come and learn from us. Even if you don't know anything about directing, but you want to take a shot at it, there's a place for you with the Backyard Theater Ensemble. In terms of where we're going, we have plans. We're really hoping to make a home in Hamden. The Whitneyville Cultural Commons has been incredibly welcoming with us, and they want us to be around, and they want us to kind of be in it for the long haul with them. So we're really looking forward to that relationship and to building up, our ensemble members as well as our audience base in this new community.
And a hallmark of the Backyard Theater Ensemble is the fact that you choose scripts, you choose plays that have strong roles for women. Mm-hmm. Which isn't necessarily always the case for all theater that's out there.
Yeah.
I think a hallmark, as I said, of the Backyard Theater Ensemble is that there are those opportunities for strong roles for women actors.
Absolutely. And I think, we having so many strong women that have been associated with the company now and in the past, we are definitely drawn to those types of pieces to give these very, very talented women the opportunity to show their stuff on stage. And the other thing too is that, I think the world we're living in today, that this is a thing now, these strong and powerful women, and giving them an arena to showcase their talent and to be who they are is wildly important. And so we're happy to kind of be a part of that larger puzzle.
For people to find out more information about the Backyard Theater Ensemble, where can they go to?
Best place to go would be our website. It's backyardtheater.org. There's all kinds of information there about the history of the company, past performances that we've done, and then, of course, upcoming performances and tickets.
And if they're on Facebook, can they find it via Facebook?
Absolutely. We post constantly on Facebook about things that we're doing or just theater events out in this community and out in, the country.
Absolutely. And this is going to be the Catholic Schoolgirls by Casey Curdy. It's going to occur on November 17th through the 19th in Hamden at the Whitneyville Cultural Center. Kelly Ostrowski, thank you for coming in and talking to us here on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you for having me.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned for more quality programming on WAPJ. We hope you enjoyed the chat.